Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's a little bit of the great, late, great godfather of soul, James Brown, bringing us back. Don't want to think about a world without James Brown. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you go there and check it out, I think you'll like it. I think you'll get some things, can find some things there that will help you with your small business, whether it be the things we do today or the things we did 5 years ago or 10 years ago or even 13 years ago that you can still see there. A lot of the things that we do here are evergreen. They're fundamentals that transcend time. And so check all that out, Small Business Advocate. Don't forget to smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and check out the poll question that we ask a different question every week. Want to know what you think, so check it out right there. Bruce Piasecki is with us. Bruce is a member of our Brain Trust, our good friend. He's the author of a number of books, including The Surprising Solution. But, Bruce, you've got a brand new book coming out. Talk to us about that.
Oh, yeah. It's called Doing More with Less. And if any of your listeners want to see the early excerpts, you can go to CarpeArticulum, .com, or right. IndustryWeek.com, and punch in my name, Piasecki. But I look forward to talking with you when the book is out.
Right.
It's really about a whole bunch of things. It's about finding loyalty in your small company. It's about avoiding errors, but mostly it's about fair competition.
One of the things that when you talk about doing more with less, you talk about being frugal and all that sort of thing. I remember, and I probably told you this story before, but whenever I think about talking to you about frugality, I remember something my dad told me when we were on the farm. We had just gotten through feeding our cattle, and we fed them well. We made sure our cattle had plenty to eat, and we were driving in the truck to buy a neighbor's place, and he was walking out to a pretty good size. A gaggle of cattle there with a couple of small buckets that he was feeding his cows. And the guy was always known to be kind of a skinflint. And I remember I was only maybe 12 or 13. I remember I said to my dad, "Dad, look at those little buckets he's taking food to his cows with." He said, "Son, you can never starve the profit out of anything." Now,
a real wisdom there.
Yeah. And but so sometimes I think when people think of frugality, they think of skinflints who are trying to starve the profit out of something, and that's not what you're talking about.
In a way, I'm looking at the kind of frugality that is the way Michael Jordan played basketball. Incredibly aggressive, but you could tell he was playing at a level of efficiency where if he had to, he could turn it up. But most of the time, he wasn't wasting effort. If he had to do a double pump fadeaway, it's because that's what the scene called for.
And
but if he could do a simple jumper, he would do it.
And that's what we've got to help small businesses with, Bruce, because Blasingame's first law of small business states is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Our small businesses are like having a house full of teenagers. Somebody's always got their hand out for something, and it's always really important.
Man, we fail it every month. My firm is now 30 years old, but, we only got a dozen people, and we work for multinationals like Toyota and Warren Buffett. So, we feel it when you're writing the checks, but that's where creativity comes in, is it's how intelligent and frugal your response is to scarcity.
Now,
what I've found in 30 years, Jim, and this is why I'm writing about this now, if you look at the opposite extreme, what I'm calling in this new book, knuckleheads.
Yeah.
If you look at a Bernie Madoff, or you look at a Jeff Skilling at Enron, or you look at a John Regas at Adelphi, I'm beginning to see they have the same characteristics as some of these extreme sports knuckleheads, like the Mets fan streaker Craig Coakley, who tries to slide into first base naked. They're doing things that are actually hurting their field. They're not members of society. They're not competing fairly or efficiently. They got these grandiose ideas that they're doing something good, and they're actually hurting the game.
But let's be sure that we don't We don't that those guys are, I think we need to come up with another name for them, the knuckleheads, because it's possible to be a knucklehead and be a high-functioning, trying as hard as you can small business owner. You're just not being efficient. You're not being frugal, as you say. You're not realizing that the speed, the velocity of the marketplace is going to require you to be efficient if you're going to survive. And I think people who don't get that or who won't see that, they're knuckleheads, but ultimately they're going to wind up being failures.
Well, the reason why I wanted to write a sustained essay about this, it's called In the Company of Knuckleheads, is because it's all a question of degree. Sometimes a knucklehead will become so self-centered that they become criminal, like in the case of Ken Skilling. Most of the time, they're just burning off a kind of self-centeredness that you saw in sports in early life, or you saw in the marketplace, where they're doing things that are really wasting time and energy and resources. And
in the marketplace, Bruce, these are people who are fooling themselves. They're not asking themselves the right questions.
Exactly. And usually the marketplace can take care of them. What my essay is about is that true leaders understand the difference between playing hard and competitive and playing hurt like a knucklehead. And they try and cure those knuckleheads through accountability or alignment or vision. What I'm now writing about is how these knuckleheads don't know how to find competitive advantage in a frugal way. They actually represent the waste in the modern corporation.
Right.
Because they disregard the value of building a social network. Mm-hmm. They're all about, like that guy Coakley, trying to slide into first base.
Right.
He's just a fan. He's not even on the team. And he's naked, and he's wrapping a little
Bruce, that's a visual. I don't want you to keep me. I don't need that. give us your website, Bruce.
www.ahcgroup.com, standing for American Hazard Control Group.
We're going to take a quick break. Bruce Piasecki is our good friend. We got more to come after these messages. I told you we'd get smarter when Bruce joined us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.